Yes, hello everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini. I'm Mr. Gemini, like the podcast, and I just want to take the time and say, rest in peace to hip hop star Black Rod. He passed away earlier today. He had hits like "Roll," "Bad Boy for Life," "Let's Get It," and many more. He was a part of the Bad Boy family. I'm not sure what the cause of death is, but let's continue to keep him, his family, in his prayers. And rest in peace to Black Rod. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 4. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, the YPG, and the Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Hope all is well. And on this episode, it's just me. This is a solo episode. This is the mid-season finale, the first half of season 4 finale. And we're gonna talk about everything that's been going on, as in how I've been doing, why the change of my music, not playing a show no more, and all the new changes. This is about the episode called "Resetting and Rebranding." So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
My name is Lacey, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, I will be giving y'all the general facts quote today. And today's quote today is "Claim it and it's yours." I just this is something I just said before, but I'm gonna repeat it. What I mean by that is, something that you want, claim it, and it's yours. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business, whether it's money, and whether it's anything, claim it and it's yours. And yeah, and that is today, Mr. General Facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Up Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. www.realmrthegentlemanlifestylepodcast.com and tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey guys, this is Pam DeLau coming straight out of Brooklyn, New York, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yo, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. And at the time, time to update y'all on everything. You know, update y'all on the show, update y'all about me, and update y'all about all the changes that's going on with Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. So first thing first, I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about how I've been doing and stuff like that. You know, actually, I know if you heard like my season 3 episode, I was very open about, you know, what happened to me during the pandemic. You know, dealing with anxiety, acid reflux, OPR, stuff like that. You know, the Lagunian reflex. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but yeah, but how's things going with that? I've been doing, a lot more better. Not 100% on that, but I do work on it. And just try to, you know, change my life. Continue to change my lifestyle, eat my healthier, take care of myself, you know. And that's the best thing I can do. So that's how I'm doing that. That's the update on that. I'm still doing all right. Still have ups and downs. But the best thing you can do is to try, stay strong, and pray. And whoever listens to this, all I need y'all to do is pray for me, you know, to continue to keep me in your prayers so I can have a 100% recovery. Even though my voice sounds like I don't have it, but yeah, it's still there. But like I said, it is improving, but we plan to work it on 100% healed, you know, so I just need y'all to keep me in your prayers on that. All right, so now y'all been listening to, you know, the latest episode, y'all probably wondering why I don't hear music on the show no more. And I'm not gonna lie, this was a very hard decision to make to stop playing music, cause y'all already know since episode 0, the music was for y'all enjoyment. I put the music on the show for y'all to enjoy, to make it seem, give y'all like a Quiet Storm feel. You know, you had there be a lot, y'all listen to Quiet Storm, gave y'all that type of feel and that type of vibe, you know. And that was the reason why, you know, I played music on the show in the first place. It wasn't to make no profits on my those songs, because I know I don't own the rights to the song. I already know that already. I think that on a lot of time on the show, but you know, we do have big corporation like Universal Music Group. Yes, I am pointing y'all out that trying to shut down your show, take off your episodes on the shows. Because of the music, because of the artists, because of the mainstream artists I had played on the show. You know, that was the reason why I can't do that no more. I don't want to risk the show because this has been a growing show. And clearly, if you got big corporation like Universal Music Group taking off your music, clearly, they were listening, you know. And, you know, for that, I appreciate, you know, people even listen to the show. Of course, it was more for the right reason, though, but I appreciate it, so going forward, it won't be no music really playing on the show that much. So I plan on to revise all my old episodes. So during this break, I'm revising all the old episodes. All the music will be removed, except for a very few episodes I would keep it on. So like episode 0, of course, that's the beginning. I mean, that's where I started. And, you know, I'm gonna keep the music on that. All the Valentine's Day episodes, it will be limited. It will be less music on that episode going forward. So when I revise it, it will be less music on it. The anniversary episode, the anniversary shows, both I'm keeping it because in the anniversary, man, it means a lot, you know. The old school show series, because it's a themed,
It's a theme show, and it won't be in like a once a month thing. And you know, it's not gonna be not consistent no more. So only your no show, and of course the countdown show. But the thing different about all the old countdown shows, I was actually thinking about scrapping the whole show, but you know what? Nah. Spotify gave me an option where I can use their library to make it Spotify exclusive. So going forward, the countdown show, all the old countdown shows, and featured countdown show episode, which I will get to in a minute, will all be Spotify exclusive. So if y'all want to listen to the countdown show, if you're a Spotify useless, if you're a Spotify user, then countdown shows is the only way you can listen to the countdown show going forward is on Spotify. But the main event segments of the episodes is on YouTube, so you can listen to those on YouTube. But as a full episode going forward, the countdown show will be a Spotify exclusive going forward. So episode 9, episode 18, episode 29, episode 39, which was removed by Universal News Group. I managed to pick it back up and put it for a Spotify exclusive because Spotify owned the music, so that's why the show will be on the Spotify exclusive going forward. Episode 49 and episode 59 will all be Spotify exclusive going forward. So yeah, but also it also got to the point bad that I had to take off music. It got to the point where Universal Music Group was removing all my old episodes, basically the episode that I would not record on no more. They remove a lot of the episode of Spotify. So yeah, I look for episode 25, 26, 32, 39, but 39 is back up there at the Spotify exclusive, 51 and 59, which is also now Spotify exclusives only. Those episodes was removed from Spotify because of a Universal Music Group. So yeah, and plus, in my last season was I had a big guest coming on the show, and she turned down my invitation because I played copyrighted music. And behind that, I was just like, oh, nah, I can't. I gotta make a change. So that decision was not easy at all. So I had to make a change on that. And going forward, if y'all listen to this episode, I'm pretty sure by the time I return on May 9th for the second half of season 4, all the past episodes, except for the few that I mentioned that will keep some few music going, will all be removed. So yeah, it's a lot of work, y'all. A lot of re-editing, rebranding. It's a lot of work, but at this point, it's about my brand. And it's more about my brand, and I can't let no big corporation try to shut me down. So I do anything to keep y'all interested. So hopefully y'all like the episode without the music. Hopefully it gave y'all the same vibe. Hopefully y'all came back to listen. But I do appreciate everybody who checked out the last episode, because that was the first official episode without music. And it last, actually, a lion, the Royal Rumble, the WrestleMania episode. And so far, those two did really good. So I'm guessing going forward, this is a good step. I guess it is a good step. So I'm just gonna thank y'all for that. So what's next? So what is next with Mr. Jim, like the podcast, as in the main show and all my spinoff shows? Like I mentioned, going forward, it will be no music at all. Unless it's Spotify exclusive. So it will be some Spotify exclusive show, which will be the first official Spotify exclusive show, which is the countdown show going forward. So originally this episode was supposed to be the countdown show, the old school countdown volume 2. But due to circumstances out of my control, I scrapped it to make it this episode. So I am bringing out another new series that would only be a Spotify exclusive. Would probably be a once a month situation. I do try to figure out how I'm gonna do this. But just know the countdown show going forward would be Spotify exclusive going forward. So, and I will bring y'all the countdown show old school volume 2. So that will drop at the end of May. So it will be every last Saturday of the month. Countdown show every last Saturday of the month. And we'll start off with the old school countdown show, the show that I supposed to give y'all, you know. So that's that. In terms of everything else, Day Night Talk will be pushed back until first June of the month. You know, dude don't have enough guests for Day Night Talk yet. So I'm pushing it back to first Sunday in June, and every first Sunday every after that. A conversation about music. I never would give y'all a release date for the conversation about music podcast. And that will be dropping on pretty much summertime. So I'm gonna give y'all, I guess, a June, July release date. I don't know the exact day of the week. It probably will be every third Sunday of the month. So, and let me give y'all a little bit more information on that. That show is basically is a show about me talking about music. Everything about music from the eras, from everybody, the new school, old school, stuff like that. We even will have guests. Music guests, we'll interview them and play their songs. We do play new artist songs. So we do play artist songs. So y'all got a track. Y'all want me to play it on the show. I will play it on a conversation about music show. This is more likely a replacement of the Unsigned Hype artist show. So this is basically the new show for that. A conversation about music. We are dropping between June, July. Most likely June. Once I give you an official date, I will let y'all know. I'll see what else we got going on. The old school show, of course, old school show will be the same. Old school show every fourth and fifth or fifth Sunday. That's the only show that I will play music on, though, y'all. The old school show is the only show going forward that will play music. It will be limit music, though, but it will be music played consistent. It's a theme show. It is not a show I would drop on a weekly basis. I will play music on the old school show and stuff like that. And just know, second half of season 4, I'm working on bringing on big guests now. Since the change of the show, it could be a lot more different. Since it's not going to be no music, it's basically good. Now y'all can actually call this an actual podcast show now. It won't be like a radio vibe type of show no more. This is strictly a podcast show now. The motto of the show is a safe place for conversation. So anybody can come on the show, whether you got something going on or you don't. I'm even working on bringing some big celebrity. I might got somebody big coming on the show really soon. I'm not going to drop who it is. I will drop who it is once I update on the site when it's time for them to come on. Y'all wouldn't know firsthand on the site. And sign up for the site with thegemlikethepocket.com. And y'all would know all the update on everything that's going on. And that's it for now. Thank y'all for tuning in to the next episode. I'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Now, the old school show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursday, a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into this new episode. No, thank y'all for tuning in to the first half of season 4 so far. And even with everything going on, I appreciate each and every one of y'all. I thank y'all. So y'all still probably wondering, when is the Premier Boy podcast coming back with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, DJ Retro, maybe, and long live the Chief Mally Mel? Well, we do have a release date, and we are returning May 2nd, and every Wednesday after that. So season 2 of the Premier Boy podcast, May 2nd, and every Wednesday after that. So, you know, stay tuned. We are back. Also, check out King Talk with Aaron Sands each and every other Friday. Every other Friday, I am an executive producer on the show. You know, check it out. Show some support. You know, it's doing good. Spinoff shows. Check out the old school show with myself and DJ Retro each and every 4th and 5th Sunday. We are returning with a new episode in May, so check it out. Date Night Talk Podcast. We are premiering in June, first Sunday in June, so if you want to be a guest on that, Single Taken, hit me up, y'all, and I will put y'all on. A conversation about music podcast. We are also coming in June. I'll give y'all official release date real soon. Pretty much when I most likely return. Stuff like that. And if y'all want to be a guest, you know, if y'all want to talk about your brands, or just want to have a conversation about anything, if y'all want to be a part of the old school show, or even Date Night Talk, or even a conversation about music and you want your music played, y'all could DM me on IG, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Or y'all can email me, KenYPGENT@gmail.com. I repeat, KenYPGENT@gmail.com. And just send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do. Oh, and what show you want to be on? If you want to be on the main show to talk about your brand and just have a conversation about your life, Date Night Talk, if y'all want to talk about your ladies, if y'all want to talk about your love life, or the old school show, If you want to talk anything old school, just let me know. Or if you're an artist and you want your music played, to put in the subject, a conversation about music in the subject. Also, y'all can always rate my show for some good reviews. And to do that, go to Apple Podcasts or a podcaster to rate and review the show. And that would mean a lot, because y'all do that. More people could check out the show. And that would mean a lot if y'all rate the show. I appreciate y'all. If y'all you know where I'm at every Sunday, Mr. Jim, like the podcast each and every Sunday. We on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more. We are also on YouTube. Y'all can subscribe to me now. Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle TV. I repeat, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle TV. And y'all can also check out the website. It's out now. The Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Pocket website, MrGentlemanLifestylePocket.com. I repeat, Mr. Gentleman LifestylePocket.com. And y'all can sign up for your email subscription right now. And y'all can get everything updated on the show. And yeah, and also, Mr. Jeremy Like the Pocket Season 4, Part 2. We will return on May 9th. We are returning on May 9th. So, taking a month break, like I said, to add all these old shows and come up with some new ones, some new guests. You know, I got some amazing guests for the second half of Season 4. And yeah, it's going to be a good season. Hopefully, y'all still ride it with me. And hopefully, we do continue to ride together and y'all continue to support this brand. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for listening. I thank y'all. And have a good day or night wherever you listen to this episode. I just want to say I made a slight mistake on the Season 2 premiere date of the Premiere With podcast. We are actually returning on May 5th. May 5th and every Wednesday after that, May 5th. May 5th of the Premiere Way podcast, and every Wednesday after that. That is the new release date. So every Sunday, Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Every Wednesday, the Premiere Way podcast, starting May 5th. And every other Friday, we got King Talk with Mr. Aaron Sands. Every other Friday. So yes, once again, thank y'all. And I see y'all May 9th when we return for the second half of Season 4. Cheer!
Hey, it's Angelica from A Little Bit of Everything With Me podcast, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.